This is Justin Park at Bar Leather Apron. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Cavett the Catalyst and Zach Morris. This is my friend Chris. His favorite restaurant is...
Chippies.
Cavett the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Sleep Time's Over, Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morse, Season 8, Episode 11.
You know what, for real? What is wrong with people?
Hey!
What's wrong with people is the name of this.
What's wrong with people?
That's right.
Plenty things wrong with people.
I mean, think about it, okay? Week in and week out, we do this show. What is the problem of that we discuss? It involves people. Everybody's screwing up. Nobody know what the hell they're doing. People stealing stuff for no reason.
Oh, yeah. A lot
people
of
doing any kind.
Fires.
Theft. Fires.
Fire, bro.
People in Chicago. People here. People everywhere. Big Island. I mean, it's all people. Why are people getting more ridiculous and stupid?
People is crazy, bro.
Why are people getting more crazy? What is that about?
Do you believe in a retrograde thing?
Not in regards to what? What do you mean?
Oh, it's something retrograde. I don't know much about it because I don't really believe in like, oh, the moon is positioned this way.
Oh,
so that's why I feel this way.
In regards
way.
To that?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a bunch of rubbish.
I personally don't believe.
Full moon is you do this and eclipse you do this? No, come on.
Yeah.
If you're using that, you're using that as an excuse to hide some kind of other rubbish you're doing, okay?
But Mercury retrograde, that's why I feel this way.
Yeah.
It's like almost like saying every day is Monday.
Exactly.
Oh, it's Monday. I hate it.
Well, exactly.
Tuesday's on the same day. You still gotta go work.
Correct.
You gotta go eat.
Exactly. You know what it is? You people who complain. All you guys who complain, shut up.
Like us in our
you
podcasts?
Do. Well, this is a rant, really. This is really a rant, though. But that kind of person, okay, everybody knows that one gal or guy that is gonna be like, oh, everything's going wrong with my life. This happening. Monday, everything. That one. Shut up.
I get two people. I'm not gonna say who the name. I get one guy on Facebook. He basically says, oh, this is the day, man. I'm gonna change my life. I feel it.
Oh.
Like, this is gonna happen.
That guy.
And it's like, okay, I'm waiting for
exactly.
this to happen.
Talker.
Right? And like, waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting. And then the next day, it's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
This way, my baby mama. Or I'm like, okay. Yeah. You know, you give a benefit of the doubt.
Only so many times.
After that, okay, man, it's a change, man. I got a new job. I'm gonna do this. I lost the job. Well, okay.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Maybe you should get off of Facebook and just do your life.
Exactly.
Right?
There's a tier system to these people. You have the Debbie Downer.
This guy's a downer, dude.
The woe is me. The drama king and queen. Constant complainer, the constant talker, saying that he gonna do this stuff, but no, do nothing, right. And then he comes up with a paragraph.
So
paragraph.
Are we rant like constant ranters then? That's because Facebook, I basically use it for rants.
Correct. As Facebook is for rants. That's where we rewrite.
What's
these
the difference
things?
Between a rant and a complaint?
Okay, good question.
Okay, what's
very
the
good
difference?
Because I rant a lot.
I rant too.
You rant a
I'm
lot.
I'm not
you,
even
lying. This, I mean, really, what the show's about. So. Ranting is you see something in the public eye, you see something that you observe,
right?
And it just doesn't make sense to you, either logically or
right.
common sense,
okay,
and you're it upsets you, it grinds your gears.
Okay. Oh, nice.
As it's called. So then you want you make this speech about it to kind of be like, what's going on, guys?
Get off your chest.
What is this all about? Right.
Yeah.
Complainer is like, oh, it's too heavy.
Oh, but it's not heavy.
It's
pick it up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel so fresh today. Whatever. I hope you don't. I hope no one says that. Really, I don't feel so fresh.
I never ever admit to that. If I do,
right, or be like,
just play it off. That's not me.
Or the classic. I know my money. I know it's too expensive.
But I give another friend.
Yeah.
If you want to be depressed, you follow this guy.
Here
on
we
Instagram.
Go. I'll do it.
No, I'm serious. Okay.
What is this? Who is this guy?
I'll show you later. I'm not gonna air this dude up.
Okay.
Because it's sad and depressing as well as funny. Because it's consistently.
consistently depressed.
Like, you know those kind guys and girls that post other people's quotes? So you go on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And 11 out of 12 posts is RJ Hewitt, which is a fake person. To be a better self, you must look at yourself and change yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's like they take it from something else. Yeah. The worst part is they repost it from a repost.
Yeah.
And they don't even take the time to pay for like a repost app. Take off the repost.
Right.
And I am all for self-betterment and improvement. We all need words of wisdom. But when your social media is 11 posts of you can do it, make the best of this day. Tony Robbins. You're like,
it's pathetic.
Okay? And then you're like, okay. And but then I have a friend, his post is like, oh man, I feel bad saying this. Like,
well, we're not gonna out him.
Like,
but
I'm eating here at this sushi restaurant by myself.
Okay.
Is this a good place for a date?
He wrote that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's this sushi bowl I bought. I wonder if she would like this wherever she is.
Holy God.
And then, dude, I'm laughing. I'm confused, sad right now. Like, I'm sad and almost like for him, but I'm laughing because it's so funny.
He's going to win an award.
And then it's like, you'll be
have to give him something.
Okay, this is what clinches it all.
Okay.
He posts a picture of a wedding picture.
Oh, no.
People in the wedding.
Oh, no.
Okay? So, this is okay. Imagine me. Imagine if I did this. So, I post a picture of your wedding, and your wife.
Yeah.
Lovely wife. And, you know, and then in the picture is like Jay and like, who else did you invite that I knew? Wando.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
People I know.
Right.
So, he goes, takes that picture, posts it on social media and say, oh, that must have been a good wedding.
And that's it.
What? To a point where it's like, he's not in the picture.
He's not in the picture, right? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh God.
And I'm just like, oh, I don't believe this guy just did that.
Okay. I got questions for you.
And I'm like, holy snap! He literally took that picture from somebody and posted it, and like he literally aired out everybody. Like someone got married.
Yes.
If you're not on the list, I'm sorry. Like maybe the dude's not your friend. I don't. Right? Like, but you shouldn't be posting on social media and say like, oh, this probably was a really nice wedding, or well, something was worse than that.
I got a bunch of questions
for you. But this guy does it daily, dude. Daily.
Do you know him personally?
I do.
Local guy.
Local guy. But good looking guy. Like, he's not
okay.
He's not like a...
Right. He's a handsome guy.
He goes to the gym.
Okay.
Okay. He has a job. He has a car, but obviously maybe he lacks some social skills.
Got that right. How old is he?
He's got to be like early 30s, mid 30s. I've seen some underdogs in this world. Guys that are not the best looking dudes.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't introduce you to the girlfriend. I'm like, wow.
Yes. Okay.
You need to give me a high five, bruh.
Yeah.
I need to hug you. Because whatever you did... Congratulations.
It all comes down to confidence.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And then, so my man over here, job, car, he got a little money.
Yeah.
He didn't live with his parents, but you know, whatever. It's for Hawaii, right? We kind of like let that slide. And he posted these, dude, depressing, dude. Depressing.
Well, clearly he's not confident. Clearly he's got confidence issues. Usually people who are good looking have confidence issues more than the uglier guy.
I mean, he's not like freaking like Paul Walker or anything. But he's not an ugly dude.
But like, he doesn't realize he's an ugly dude, so he's all walking around like, woe is me.
Like, I'm an ugly dude.
That's how these guys are. A lot of women are like that, I have to say. That a lot of these good-looking women are insecure. That's right. Why you see them go with the ugly guy. And then we're wondering, like you said earlier, how come the ugly guy going with this girl? Because the ugly guy get more confidence to win the girl over. It's a cycle of that. And a lot of that is the social media garbage. And then you got these guys, emo. The emo is real. Emo is real.
Emo back in the day was emo. Now it's emo times emo.
This is social media. Is now emo taking selfie of him in the car, smiling. And you guys know who these people are. The guy taking the picture of himself in his driver's seat, and then on the long passageway paragraph of, I'm going to do better today and do better with my life. I'm going to wash my butt. Whatever, bro. Let me tell you something. That is the problem.
That should be your priority first. Wash your butt.
You better wash your butt.
Then you do better.
Then you do a 69.
Oh,
but
God.
Then, that's what these problems are. You take gym selfie. gym selfie. If any guy takes a gym selfie, you could get the hell out of here.
Right, we just lost like 2 listeners.
Good. Even number. But that is, you bring out a perfect point. This is the perfect, these guys who bring these quotes. Why are you going to do this? How is that going to better anything?
I got dudes that make their quotes up. Oh. Like they're Socrates.
Forget it.
Women should love themselves because one day you will be loved by other men or I don't know, you know, whatever.
Shut up.
And you're like, okay, who said that? And
it's me.
Look, but that wasn't even like, you know, like mind bending. That was like, okay, yeah. Like, why are you all of a sudden?
What about this? Okay, here's another theory. Okay, here. I just thought of this. What if these guys are secretly pretending to be emo to make like they are super sensitive guys to try and win over these insecure chicks? Maybe this is a bait and switch.
This guy's not getting no chicks, bro.
He's not getting no chicks.
I can't believe I called you bro.
You bro again. You did the bro again.
I can't. No.
He's not getting any girls. Unless he's keeping it real secret.
Okay. You can't.
Because maybe this is a trap. Maybe this is a trap.
No girl's going to go for this guy.
Okay.
Unless they want a super, woe is me, depressing dude.
You're going to type in his profile right now on my Instagram, and I'm going to look at it. We're not going to reveal it.
You can't reveal it, bro.
We're not revealing nothing.
Because he's my friend, right?
No, we're not revealing it. You're typing it in. You're typing it in. Okay? I'm putting it right there.
Give me this.
You type that in right there.
I'm sure everybody's going to be like, hey, who is this? I ain't telling you
Not
guys.
Telling you nothing.
This is my friend, bro.
This is your friend. I'm not saying anything regarding. I'm just going to look at it to see this for my very own eyes. And just see what in the world. Does he post pictures of himself in this?
Yes.
Okay, so then I get to see firsthand what this guy looks like. You're saying he's a good looking guy. Does he get any women? Debbie Downer. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Here we go. Did you find it? Here we go. You're looking at something. You are scrolling.
See?
Oh, you found him. All right. Huh.
A lot of selfies, bruh.
Huh.
Pictures of girls who he is.
Coca-Cola bottles.
There you go. Where's the picture of the Pokeball?
There's a picture of a Pokeball. There's a lot of random stuff on here.
Yeah.
Oh, there's him. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now.
Yeah, take time and watch, look at it. And then, like, you're just like, oh, man, dude.
Wow. Okay. A lot of quotes. I'm going to randomly pick a picture and read the commentary under this picture.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now. Okay. He has a bunch of bottles of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola clear. His comment must taste like Coke.
What kind of Coke, bruh?
Now, is that a cryptic message? What? And, well, a girl replied back to him. He replies back, let me know how it tastes. So, it's going to put that aside there.
Okay, people, man. You know, I'm old school. We go out. You take rejection. You meet women, right? Mm. You go. You know? Strike out. Yeah. Who cares? But, you know, now there's so many platforms. Christian Mingle.
Yeah. Tinder.
Tinder. What else?
Grindr.
Grindr? Is it Grindr?
That's the gay one.
What is, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
No. What is the other one?
Asian Avenue.
No, the other ones that the millennials said.
Farmers, daughters, farmers only.
Any kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's all those ones. Yep. Use the dang thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, but there's problems with that too, though.
Of course.
Because those guys, those guys are like, that's the bottom of the barrel.
I've seen
pictures on there.
But I know 2 success stories.
Right, you have. You mentioned before, yes. But I've seen
some. I have another friend that got divorced and used that. And he's successful many times.
Well, I mean, you can just do that for just, you know, bang them out. But, I mean, as far as like meeting, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because it's like really bottom of the barrel. I mean, there's some characters on there.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Because all of these guys cannot talk. Because the people who can talk aren't on there. People that can talk can go out.
People on there just for like social.
Correct. So, like I'm saying, like hypothetically, if we were back on the dating scene, it would be harder now. But I think we would be okay as far as meeting people because you can talk. You can make a conversation.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? We can do this. A lot of people cannot.
It is hard, but you just gotta like take the rejection, bro. Who cares?
People are afraid to take rejection. People are afraid to continue a conversation. Yeah. They don't know how to ask the question, the follow-up question.
I don't know if I mentioned this in a podcast before, but in high school, I told my wife this, so she knows. Okay. I would try for like the hottest chicks.
Yeah. Oh. There you go.
Telephone. The hottest girls.
It's your wife right now.
Older. She's like, bro, we talking about this.
Yep.
All the way. Anyway. And pretty much, I've never got a rejection. Like, ew. Oh. It was always just like a, almost like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, right.
And I'm like, cute. No, right. Like, I'm trying to, like, you know. Yeah. But I didn't have a car. Join my mom's van. So I shot for the moons, boys and girls. I shot for the moon.
The main thing is you try.
No, I tried.
Yeah. People don't try. That's the thing. It's something, you know. It's a weird... People don't
it
try.
It's nerve-wracking to your bone, dude.
Yes.
When you try to step to a girl that you feel is out of your league. Right. But after you're done, whether you get dissed or say you're cute, which I've gotten in high school, you know, or you get like, dude, like, you freaking did it, dude.
Yeah, at least you did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
You stepped to that girl that everybody wanted, right? And who cares if you get dissed?
Yeah.
And who cares if she tells the other people, oh my God.
Yeah.
F all those people. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Confidence building.
Correct.
That's all that matters. And screw that girl, because she's probably going to be knocked up, all bent over with 25 kids and lose money, bro, when she's older.
Wow.
That could be wrong.
She could still
She still could be hot.
Usually they're not, but yeah.
Usually they're not. You know, you can go to your thing.
Go to high school reunion, all trash.
High school reunion, bro.
All trash, bro.
All my friends, bro. All my single friends, bro. All the girls that were nerds.
They improve.
They improve. They all look good.
Yeah.
And of course, like, you know, there's less. Yeah. So those girls become the focus. Yeah. And then I hear it from all my friends from high school. Oh, you seen so-and-so? I'm like, wait, wasn't it the librarian chick?
Yeah.
Dude, no, you need to see her now.
See her now.
Like, wait, you serious? I mean, dude, no. But the thing is, see, I was an equal opportunity employer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I seen every...
Thanks for that one.
Meaning, like, I never was like, oh, that's the popular chick. That's the hot chick. All right. It was like...
You don't discriminate.
No, I was like... Bang them I would tell my friend, like, yo, that nerd chick, she's cute. Yeah. They'd be like, what? And I'd be like, nah, dude, like...
No, you're right, yeah.
I mean...
No, I agree. I mean, I do that.
Like, dude, like...
I love all the
high school, I'd be like, oh, you know, you take off the glasses. And then you see him at prom, you're like, oh, damn. You guys ever had that when you go to prom?
Yeah.
And then they bring a guy from another school.
Right.
And they have their... They don't have their glasses. They're all dolled up.
Right.
They're like, oh, snap.
Yeah, right. So they look
like,
doable now.
You're like...
Yeah, okay.
Doable.
I'm like, wow. I mean, come on, everyone. There's always going to be that one or two girls that you're like, oh, wow, that's the band girl.
Put it this way. I bought my senior prom date. You know where I met her?
Yes.
On the bus.
You just asked her on the bus?
Bruh.
Wow.
She was hot.
That's good.
And she's older.
Yeah, all right. Like, that's
older.
Always works.
So I asked her. I just see her on the bus all the time.
Yeah.
Okay? I see her on the bus all the time. And then I always thought she was cute. Very fine, right? I'm like, okay. So one day, this like kind of like, you know, this creepy, skebby dude was like trying to talk to her, right? So every time I said, this is my shot. Like, I got this. Seen the dude trying to like, you know, talk to her.
Mm.
Then I just was like swooped right in.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I was here. Like, I fully like, was like, hey, I was here on the bus. Like, you know, how you doing?
Right.
I was like, are you coming from school? You know, and I fully like cock blocked the creepy guy, right. I guess. But it was more for like, He was a creep. Like, he was on the bus all the time too, and he was like a woohoo.
Right.
So I was like, dude, this is a shot.
You kind of protected her, and then you did the whole block.
And then after that, I talked to her, and then finally I'm like, hey, you know, like, would you like to go to my senior prom with me?
Yeah.
And she was like, super like, huh? Like, not expected.
Of course.
And she said yes. And I was like,
what? But she was comfortable enough to say yes.
Yeah.
Randomly on the bus like this, as she just met you.
Right. Well, I asked her off the bus. Like,
but you didn't really know her until this conversation.
No, I would see her and I'd be like, oh, this girl's cute.
Right?
I'd see her again. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Okay, so you segue into a great point here with guys and how you guys screw up with girls. Okay, this is how you do it. All right. You got to make them feel comfortable. You got to make the conversation comfortable where you draw her in. You don't go and you just send one dick pic to the girl. You just don't go and put the eggplant emoji and those kind of stuff. That's not going to work. All right? It's not going to work. And I've seen all you guys because I still go out.
Yeah.
And I see social behavior interaction. Because I love watching this.
Oh, yeah, I bet. It's pretty interesting.
It's awful because these guys don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how to talk, nothing. They don't know how to ask any kind of questions. And then they come off as all skibbit creepers. They just don't know how to initiate a hello. And that's why the girl get turned off. And all you gotta do is you just gotta just not make yourself like you're so desperate and you're just
thirsty.
Yeah, and you're throwing yourself at this girl. You just talk and then you just step away. Talk, small conversation. Don't continue to just be all up in her grill and say any kind. It happens all the time. And this is a perfect example, what you just did on the bus.
Easy, bro.
It's easy, but it's...
No one taught me that. I was like, hey, perfect time. Creep dude, I step in there, talking to her. I know she sees me.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the bus, you start seeing the same people, right? And then I didn't come off a creep. Yeah, and then she went to my prom. But the problem with me is I started liking her. And then, then it's like all heartbroken. And
then, you got to break the hearts, bro.
I got heartbroken, bro.
Kissing the girls, making them cry. So, but that is the thing. See, and there's your wife again. Your wife is really listening in on this one.
You better knock it off with that.
You guys, shut up. Did you guys just say dick pics? Yeah. But that is what's the problem. Because I've seen it, okay, not on the bus, but at the bar. Creeper guy talking to the girl.
Okay, yeah, you probably see it, yeah.
And then I see this girl is totally uncomfortable because this creeper guy talking all this rubbish. That is when you swoop in, guys. Because you swoop in the matter of just like, oh, and then you start a casual conversation and just be like, hey, what's going on? Hey,
I've seen that in the movies. They do it in the movies.
It works. It works. I so could be like a matchmaker for people and help people.
You should help my friend, bro. Help my friend.
I could totally be wingman. I could be wingman for a woman, too.
I should help my friend, dude. But I don't think I don't know if he drinks or goes out. That's the thing is, like, okay, so anyway.
Yes.
Sorry about the phone. But anyway, what I was saying, I was talking to my other friend about our friend.
Okay.
I was like, what he needs to do is change his environment, right?
Yes.
If you don't like it, change it.
Yes.
He has no girlfriend, no wife, no kids.
Yeah.
Right? He lives at home, pays rent, has a job, has a car. That's all you need. You don't like your job? Change your job. Quit the job.
Correct.
Quit. Literally quit.
Correct. And everything.
Because where he works does not tend to him meeting anybody.
Okay.
Okay, I'm saying that.
That's a factor.
I'm not going to say this.
Yes.
So quit.
Yeah.
Change your position. Change your job. If you got to start from the bottom up again, but you're in a place where there's women or even guys, because guys know women too, people. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
Guys have friends that are girls. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's all there are friends, and maybe you can meet them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, change your environment. I'm not looking for some relationship specialist or anything.
No, it's just real talk.
If I see my friend, I don't know how to approach it. Because maybe in his head, he's fine. But, I mean, some of the posts he posts are really sad.
Not really what I'm looking at.
It's real sad. It makes me want to, like cry. Like, dude.
It's sad.
I feel emo on emo.
It's officially emo
and then
sad.
I start laughing because it's...
Well, yeah.
Because when you do it like every day, you're like, oh, God. Anyway.
Well, you got to find out if this guy goes out. Because in 2018, you need to go out to find someone.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, that's a problem.
He doesn't go out like... See, people, the thing is, you can still have morals and go out.
Yeah.
I used to DJ clubs.
Yeah.
With any kind of people.
Yeah.
Cocaine, drugs, hookers, everything.
We both did.
Everybody knew where I stood. Yeah. You know, where I stood. Never drink, right? Never jam any kind. Wasn't scabby, right?
Right.
And that's fine. As long as you have strong, you're strong and stick to what you believe in.
Yeah.
So people think like it's because you go to church or you don't drink that you can't go to the bar. You can. Yeah. And it's even more easier now because a lot more people are drinking as like they used to.
Right.
Right? They like choose to drink like fufu drinks or you know, drink soda or whatever. Or you can always use the excuse, I'm the designated driver.
Yeah.
If you don't drink, exactly. If you're embarrassed to say that you don't drink.
Right?
Because it can be. I mean, I can understand peer pressure, right?
Right.
All your boys drinking and, you know, you want to impress somebody.
Keep in mind, the reason why I go out is I like to talk.
Yeah.
I'm a social person where I like to talk to people, and the best social environment that I've seen is at a bar. That is what I do.
You can talk to new people every day.
Talk to new people. Talk to the same people that you see all the time. And then that's how you create the whole base of people you know. That's it. It doesn't have to necessarily do when you go doing shots all night.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have
I don't do any of that rubbish.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's just being social and building that social interaction. Right. These guys, they cannot. They hide behind the computer on making the comments, making this kind.
So social media.
Must taste like Coke. Forget it.
It's good for business people.
Correct.
For people trying to network. For people trying to sell something.
Right.
For people trying to promote something. But
not for being depressed.
Social, for social is bad.
Yes. If you're depressed, get off.
Bad. Because the social aspect is gone.
Yeah.
Like obviously, my friend and many millions of other people.
Yeah.
It's like constant, like, it's like, oh, get better. I need to get better posts, but you don't follow your own.
You don't get better.
You don't follow your own.
You want people to feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
You want people to come back and write a comment to be like, okay, you go get them, girl.
It's going to get better.
You got this. No.
It's going to get better. I mean, we all post, like, you know, health problems, you know. And the thing is, you're just trying to keep people updated what you do. Like, you know when you post about your dog, right?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of pet lovers out there. And it's more of like a, almost like an informational thing.
I just did it as an informational thing, right? And be like, you know.
Other people that love pets.
Well,
you know?
I'm doing this to keep record because one day, you know, our dog will pass away.
Yeah.
And it'll be just keeping record. Yeah. That's why we make the IG for the pets.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know what? They are going to pass away sooner or later. We want to remember them and keep them.
Forever.
And that's it. We're not going to make enough some reflective commentary on the bottom to be like, you know, be sure to, you know, cut your hair or something. It's just you just post it and move on. Like all these guys who take these selfies. Any of these people taking selfies. Guys especially too.
I never was a selfie. I mean, it's whatever.
It doesn't make sense. And then the comment you put underneath the selfie is always some kind of reflective, oh, here's to a great Monday, or where should I go now, guys? Or some rubbish that no one cares. No one cares.
Yeah. The whole like what should I do now thing is like, oh, come on.
Right.
I can understand if you're like new. Like if I go to the mainland in LA and I'm like, do I want tacos?
That's different.
I'll be like, bro, I'm in Anaheim. Best taco spot.
Any kind of recommendations?
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's not like I live in Hawaii. What should I do now?
No, it's just stupid.
Do something. Get off the internet.
Exactly. Shut up.
Get off.
Get a job.
Get a new job.
Log off is what you should
Log
do.
Log off. Get a new job.
I mean,
change your environment. Change the people you hang out with, maybe.
Right. Change the
people. Find new people. But yeah.
People are afraid to find new people. People are afraid to hide.
Or the thing is, my friend, he likes certain things, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't take the effort to go where those things are.
See, that's another fault
like if
already.
I'm a skateboarder, I'm not going to go to some basketball court by myself.
No.
I'll go to a skate park. Meet other skaters, right?
No, this isn't rocket
There's skate parks now. So we'll go to the skate park.
Correct.
If you like comic anime stuff, where you can go, Comic-Con, bro. And you go there and make friends.
Remember how you told me like I was gone from social media for several years and you're like, where was I, right?
Yeah.
I just was over it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if I'm going to go back on this, I'm just going to do straight up the stuff that I like and I'm just going to find people that like that stuff. So I made my thing.
Right.
And I called it the Fit Sports Guy IG because I'm a fitness guy. I like sports. I'm a guy. That's really the essence. That's the essence of what Fit Sports Guy was.
There you go. Okay? That's the whole reason, bro.
It ain't nothing rocket science. I did it as a joke, okay? And then, first off, I want to find all the people who like Houston Rockets. Because I'm a Houston Rockets fan.
Yeah,
Los Angeles Angels. Yeah. I found all those guys and talk story with all them. Yeah. Because, okay, we got the same stuff.
Yeah, that makes total sense, bro. I do the same thing.
That's all I started my IG for. And then from there, it came like, okay, well, all these guys from back in the day DJing again. You know, some people...
Who's the first guy you found again?
First guy I found DJing?
Wando that found you first?
Wando was the one because Compose posted a picture of me and him on his IG.
Okay.
And he was like, he's back, some kind of thing like that. And then the first guy was, back in the day, DJ Hi-Bye. Before he was DJ Liger Woods, he was DJ Hi-Bye.
Okay.
So he was the first one.
And he found you?
Yeah.
Wait, but Jay found you first?
Yeah. No, we took a picture together, Jay and I.
Oh, because you...
Because I was helping him work out.
Oh, because I helped him work out. Yeah, that's right.
So from there, we took the picture. Yeah, we got to take a picture because nobody's seen you in a while, he said. I'm like, okay, take the picture then. And then we did it. And then, you know, say, DJ Hi-Bye.
Oh, wow.
But that's kind of how it evolved. And then that's where I found yourself. Right, and that's how Jedi, the whole thing became big. But that's what this guy should do, is what I'm saying. Find, like you said, skaters... IG of skaters, and then write to them, comment to them, talk story with them, build
that
all
up.
That's what I
mean.
That's what you gotta do.
Okay, on the topic of commenting, okay? Guys.
Here we go.
She's not gonna answer you back. The model chick with 1.8 million followers.
Not gonna happen.
You commenting, you look good today. Under 800 comments.
Yeah.
She's not gonna answer you back.
Nope.
She don't care.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She don't care.
No one should comment to somebody with 1.8 million followers.
No one should even follow.
True.
Okay, and one thing about Facebook, it shows who you follow.
Yeah.
So like, I follow this one guy. He is, what does he do? I follow him, and he posted up this meme that was super funny that was related to was talking about married men, right?
Okay.
And I was a married guy, right?
Yes.
Posted up this meme of this girl and she posted a comment about married guys.
Yeah.
And I laughed because I was like, dude, that's pretty true.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, who's this girl? Right? I click on it. Boom, one of those kind girls. Mm. Million followers. Mm. Every selfie, right?
Right.
When you go on these things, you can see who follows these
people. Of course, yeah.
And you start seeing all the names of all your friends.
Oh, this guy too. Oh, yeah, I see you, bro. Yeah.
And majority of the time, okay, this is where I operate. Everybody's different. The way I operate my IG is if you follow me, I'll follow you back.
Correct.
I don't care who you are. Light Sleepers is my social page, right?
Yeah.
So, social. I understand that if you make a social page, you need to be social.
Correct.
So why are you making it private for? Private, understand, like I told my wife, make it private because you have the kids up there. Mm. You have stuff to do.
Right.
Freaking creepers, bro. Right. But Light Sleepers is public because Light Sleepers is public.
It was a business. Right.
So when people like me, friend me, I friend them back.
Right.
I don't care if they're like, you know, some dude that just started rapping like a freaking cowboy. Who cares, bro? You like me, I like you. Social, boom, social, right?
If somebody follows you, you follow them back.
Yeah, why not?
Because why are you going to be better than them and be like, you know what, I'm not going to follow you. What is that rubbish?
Yeah. So, but then back to that. Guys, bro, these girls are not going to talk to you.
No.
Not going to comment.
No.
This is just for them to flex, to sell photos, to sell their videos.
For bookings.
For bookings.
Nobody booking you, girls. I'm just saying that right now, yeah.
For sell makeup. What I mean.
Right.
Let's just keep it real, dude.
No, that's what it means. These emo guys, they want some attention. They're desperate for something. So they're going to put emoji fire.
Maybe if, like, you knew her before she was, like, that thing. Like, some, you know, because there's famous people that you know, not famous, like, compose, right? Yeah, you know, Hawaii's best DJ, whatever, right? He had voted from us. I'll post a comment. He'll answer me back, right?
Well, yeah.
He's my friend.
Well, yeah.
Other people, that's like fine. Maybe they only go to the club and they know him as DJ Compose.
Yeah.
They'll post it. He won't answer them, right?
Right.
It's like one of those ones where, like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, yeah, the thirst is real, bro.
Exactly. I mean, it is. It's just desperate. It's desperation. That's bro, all it is.
Nothing wrong with liking their Instagram.
It's fine.
But when you try to, like, conversate with them, and they have like 5,000 people commenting.
Right.
Oh, you're so hot. You're dope. Oh, you're beautiful.
Damn, dude. Girl.
Yeah, you're like, right. Like, okay, yeah.
It's really rubbish. It's like, a bunch of guys.
Bro. I'm just saying that for my friends. Don't do it, guys. Screw them.
We should say it's for general. Everyone in general. Guys in general need to cut this out. There's no logic to this. Why are you going to comment
You see the picture. You know she's hot.
Right.
Move it along.
Move along. That's it. You're not going to go on a date. What, are you going to take her out for a cup of coffee? That ain't going to happen. No way in bloody hell.
There's probably a million dudes sliding up in that DM.
This is stupid.
Oh, you look so hot. You look so good.
They just hoping for that
I
one.
I know girls like, I've just meet through the shop and business.
Yeah.
There are not even like these like selfie-taking girls, right? Yeah. They take a picture every day.
Yeah.
Like, they're just regular business women. Oh,
they still get attacked,
and they
too.
Still get attacked, too. Like, yeah. Even Michaela told us how she always gets all these pictures, right? And she's not even asking for it. So it's like one of those ones you're like, dude, think about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's social media. Like all the porn stars. Like all the naked chicks. Like them all, bro.
Yeah.
But don't think you have a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to help you, my friends.
Meet a girl in person.
Yeah.
Try it out sometime. It's something, something new to you guys probably, yeah?
Yeah.
Try it out.
See him at the car show. Just straight up ask him, what you doing after this? You get a drink?
But then also ask them in a non-creeper way.
Oh, yeah.
There is that too. You can talk to him in person, but then let's see if you can deliver a non-creeper question or asking.
I could be wrong, but I think this would work. You just be direct. You know, you're direct and, you know, like, what you call it? Like, I think a lot of women now, they are, every guy is using the DM, the texts, the straight up
playing
social
games.
Media. Yeah. I think if you actually say, oh, this girl's going to be here, call your boys up. Hey, let's go to so-and-so's bar or whatever. What's her name going to be there?
Yeah.
Go see her. Like, hey, what's up? Like, you want to do that? Like, straight up.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
There's I don't know. Maybe you get a chance. Who knows?
Ask a lot of questions, guys. Girls like that.
Oh, God.
Ask a lot of questions. Because you want to hear them talk because they like that. Okay? Women want to be asked questions because they want to feel like they're important. You need to do that. Guys don't do that. Just a little FYI tip.
I guess you could say we're qualified because we are married men, so yes.
And I see this on the daily.
Someone had to say yes to marry us, so.
Correct.
So obviously we're successful, right?
Hey, the paper. Paperwork cleared, bruh.
Hey,
paperwork cleared.
Everything cleared, bruh. We're not on the creeper status. They checked the criminal record, bruh. Not on any sex offender.
No.
You can actually someone go check online if you didn't know
you
that.
You can, yes.
Find them all in your neighborhood.
I only got parking ticket, bro.
So I got plenty of parking tickets. Yeah. Paid them off, though, babe. Paid them off. Anyway.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Sleep time's over. Sleep time's over.
It's a different one.
Thank you for our sponsors. For real.
If they're still here after this.
Kaimaki. Hey, Kaimaki, soon to be.
In Kaka'ako.
The luxurious Kaka'ako.
Yep.
Yep. Seventh floor on Lulu Club. Shout out. Square Barrels, of course. I could go for Wagyu Burger any day.
All day.
Wags all day.
Correct.
Helpness Hawaii.
There you go. Hey.
I can say it good now.
It's nice.
Kind of tongue tied at first.
Do you follow Helpness Hawaii?
I should follow Helpness Hawaii. I know the guy.
That'll make bring a tear to my eye.
I know the guy.
Hey.
Sakai Bakery. What was it?
Sakai and Company.
Sakai Company.
There you go. Go figure.
I like sleepers. But
correct.
Sleep time's over. Woo! I'm tired. I need some water.
Yeah.
Season 8, episode 11.
Oh, what is wrong with people?
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Kevin the Catalyst, sleep time's over. It's summertime. It's hot out. You need a new shirt. Go to shop.lightsleepers.net. You can get your Sleep Times Over tee as well as the brand new Light Sleepers Drip and Script logo t-shirts. Shop.lightsleepers.net. Count the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Sleep Time's Over. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, Kevin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris, fresh off the rant. Season 8, episode 11.
What's wrong with people, though?
What's wrong with us?
Got that right.
Your problems.
Yeah. Who doesn't have problems, really?
Everybody all get problems.
Everybody get problems. How you deal with it?
Look, that's why podcasting is beautiful.
Correct.
Just push your problems out there.
Correct.
Right?
There's many things you can do with a show such as this.
But, so
interview Glenn Medeiros one week?
Yeah, he can.
He piss off the next week.
Hey, it makes total sense.
How about it?
Maybe bipolar.
Hey, you know what? That's been coming up a lot lately. The term bipolar. I've been hearing this a lot of certain people.
Right.
A lot of these hip-hop guys you seem to deal with, I don't know, are bipolar.
I think a lot of underground hip-hop people... Before, I think underground, everybody had a sense of either ADD, ADHD, or bipolarism.
Mm.
Yeah. Because you had to be really artistic, right?
That's, I guess so. Then.
I mean, to be artistic, you kind of got to be kind of weird.
Right.
Like,
true.
Back in the day when you listened to, like, you made F Abstract, right? Yeah. You made all the Dom Temple stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody listened to that.
Yeah.
But us, right?
Correct.
You couldn't go to your school and like, hey, everybody, I got the new Acero.
Yeah, I got the new Moax.
Got the new Moax.
Attica
oh my
Blues.
God. Yeah. I'd be like, what?
No one cares.
Like, you know what I mean? No one cares.
Yeah.
Now, it's almost like it's cool to be
that somewhat. Guy.
Yeah.
To be that different.
Different.
Yeah. It wasn't like that back
and
in the day.
And it's almost like they're trying really hard.
Yes.
Like we kind of just came up this way.
It's not genuine. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to rap a mean syllables.
Right.
And make any kind of sample kind of stuff. Right.
Right.
Like these guys are like trying. Like almost like they're consciously trying.
You see a lot of that. You see a lot of that on Facebook. You
like
see a lot
of that. What's the name of that guy? 69, right?
Yeah.
Kashi.
Yeah.
He knows. He's like, yeah, when people see me and my hair and everything. So he consciously knows I'm going to dress this way.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this reaction.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's not like he grew up in the punk rock scene
in
the 80s or this kind of stuff.
It's planned, calculated.
And if you notice, a lot of guys are doing the whole color dreads.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, a year ago, it wasn't even in their brain. Right. I want to color my dreads.
Right.
Back in the day, we had all kind of weirdos.
Right.
In the scene.
All kind of thoughts that come in your head. And I'm going to do this.
This
I'm
way.
Do that. Yeah.
You know, Oliver Twist and all the Davey, them, Austin, they all go thrifting and they go wear the kind clothes that everybody tried to buy.
Yeah, those guys were real.
You know what I mean? And then us, I used to wear freaking big old orange pants.
Steel toe boots.
Bruh, oh God. I had purple pants, orange pants, red pants, green pants.
Yeah.
And oversized.
Well, you can get away with
huge.
That. You're Filipino. Yeah. I tucked the jeans in my boots.
Okay.
I did that.
Yeah, see.
People thought I was listening to Susie and the Banshees or something.
but then we all came together on a platform.
Right.
And nobody told us how to dress.
Right.
I mean, of course, I was influenced hard with what was going on in the hip-hop.
Of course.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn it from, like, seeing it on Instagram.
Exactly. We didn't have no Instagram.
It got to us, like, literally, like, late.
Yeah. Music videos.
Yeah.
Magazine.
Like people in the mainland was already rocking it already.
Yeah.
Now it's like, boom. every mumble rapper or auto-tune rapper, he's got to have like the fake dreads or the braids, right. And it's got to be colored.
Right.
And they got to have no t-shirt with tattoos on their body and their right. face, which you will regret.
Yep.
When you get older.
Yep.
I don't regret anything back in the day. I think it's hilarious, me dressing like that.
Yeah. You laugh at it.
I laugh at it. Yeah. But look at it now. I am permanently not scarred.
Yep. I don't have a tattoo.
But you guys...
You don't have a tattoo.
No.
Both of us don't have tattoos.
No, I it's always... I didn't know... Because I didn't want to ever have to change it.
This is amazing. Yeah. We may be the two only guys in Hawaii that don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't think you had enough. I thought
no. I always wanted one, but I was like, if I do it, I might not like it.
Right. I've never had an inclination to do it.
I'd be like, well, maybe I should put a light sleeper one on. But I'm like, isn't that just as bad as putting your last name on the back?
Yeah. Or putting kanji. Yeah. Putting butterfly.
Tribal.
Yeah. Tribal.
Right. I'm thinking like, okay, if I put light sleepers on here, obviously I'm the light sleeper guy. Why do I need to put light sleepers on?
I wouldn't. Yeah. Right? Like, I'd kind of look down on you.
It's almost as bad as
I wouldn't. No. Yeah.
The brothers that be like, oh, cuz.
Yeah.
Like whatever your last name is on the back.
No.
Like
no.
Like I don't get it because you are that person.
Don't do it, bro.
It's like me putting like Aaron. I mean, you putting Aaron on your
oh god
Sakai on your arm.
Yeah, shoot me now.
It's like, dude, aren't you Aaron? Yeah. Aren't you?
Oh yeah, that's me. Yeah.
That's you. Mm. So why do you need to put?
In case I forget, there's my name.
I don't want anybody to get nuts, but I just it baffles me. Like, why do you do that?
I don't get.
I can understand like a memorial, mom's name. Someone that passed away.
Okay, like, right. That's like, understandable.
Family crests.
That's understandable.
Things that, like, a place that you cherish.
Right.
Like, you know, like a landscape.
It's fine.
If you love freaking Dungeons & Dragons or whatever, you put that on. I get it.
I suppose.
Right?
Okay.
I get it.
Right.
But anyway.
No need, though.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
Hip and hip-hop. So, bipolar, yes.
Bipolar, yes. So, that begs the question, sir, because you deal with this all the time for years. Do you feel, or can you tell if you are bipolar yourself?
I don't think I'm bipolar.
Dramatic pause.
As we laugh. Nah, I don't think I'm bipolar. Nah, because I'm pretty opinionated. I don't think bipolar people have a sense of an opinion.
Yeah.
A direct opinion. Like I've always been, my beliefs has always been the same.
Or maybe they have an opinion, but then they just always go the angry route. They don't try to look at it logically.
Because in bipolar, like, he flips pretty much.
Exactly. So you just get angry. You get happy, sad, happy, sad.
Yeah,
happy,
yeah,
sad.
Yeah. Happy, sad, happy, yeah. sad, happy, sad.
That's basically it, right?
Or like, one day you're just like, F the world. And next day you're like, oh, right. I love you. Give you kiss.
Right. I mean, like, right. Okay, look at this. Okay, with the rants and all this, it sounds like, you know, we're upset, right? I mean, in the whole aspect of this whole thing, I don't get angry at anyone. Yeah. Like, there's nothing, I honestly, like, there's nothing you can do that'll get me angry with
it. Oh, hey. Yeah.
I'm serious. Yeah. Because I don't see the anger part. I can see parts where maybe you can get annoyed with,
yeah.
roll your eyes, but nothing where I'm going to be like, F you, bruh. That's it. I'll go punch you in the nose.
Oh.
That'll never happen.
It's my move, bruh.
Punch yeah, that's true. Because you're Hawaiian. But, you know, I'm just saying. So that's why we're being bipolar, I think, is being like, you're going to be cool one moment, but then you're going to come out with this anger, and it'll be misdirected anger. And that's your balance of, you don't know what you are, really.
I think a lot of kids is saying they're bipolar and ADHD when they're really not.
Mm, that's the thing, too.
They're just so undecided with life.
They're undecided. You're scatterbrained.
Scatterbrained. Because of social media is part of it.
Yep.
And what is just not sticking to your guns. Like, not having, like, not completing things.
Yeah.
We're so, like...
Quick to move on to the next.
It's like completion, right? You got to complete things. When I used to work with kids, they say, do not just leave the job.
Yeah.
You're going to quit, put your 2 weeks in, and work.
Right.
Put your 2 weeks in. Get your last paycheck, work, say thank you, even though if that job sucked. If they're abusing you verbally, sexually, whatever's...
Take the higher road.
Then you leave.
You get out of
there.
But
besides that, if you don't like the job, tough luck.
Yep.
2 weeks... Bounce, get your check.
Yep.
But don't ever peace out.
Yep.
Right?
Don't burn bridges.
Because then guess what? Like I always say, that manager that gets paid a little bit over minimum wage, let's say they're going to business school and they get their degree. Then they go and get their master's. Then they all of a sudden work for a bank. And then they
see them again.
You know, they're the head of the branch manager
yep.
for loans. And you have to get a loan or get an account. And they see your ass.
Guess what they're going to tell you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm your reference.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm just, you know, and I think a lot of time, I mean, I see it all, dude. All the young kids, like, all sad. You guys don't know what emo is. Emo was back in the day. You had Slug. You had all those guys. That's emo, bro.
That's emo, yeah.
That's emo.
Emo's evolved.
Now it's, like, cool.
It's mutated.
Yeah, it's cool, yeah. Right?
It's cool to be that guy. And look at XXXTentacion.
Oh, yeah.
Emo. Yeah. Everybody gravitates to him. Yeah. That's perfect example of the mutation of emoism. That's it. You wouldn't see that.
That's funny, huh?
And you look at all these other guys. You get out of them. Go down the line.
Isn't it funny how, like, it used to be like everybody is basically, we'd basically copy African-American culture, right?
Yeah.
Because they basically created hip-hop.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like, now it's like, kind of like, from the tight pants to the, like, surfing. Right. Like, almost like it's like the youth is weird now.
Yes, right? Being depressed is trending.
Yeah.
Being depressed is in. It's cool to be depressing. It's cool to be a depressed person. It's cool to be emo. Like you said, it's cool now to be this guy, the weirdo.
Before it was just that. It was just there. It wasn't like cool.
It was a thing. It wasn't cool.
It was like, yeah, you're depressed.
Right.
And you wrote your raps about it. But the raps were like elaborate and like painted pictures.
It's cool to be depressed.
Now it's like, I'm depressed.
Yep.
I do drugs.
Yep.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm sad. I carry a purse. And I'm a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. Wow.
That's it.
I'm waiting for someone to just cry on old track.
It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming
up. Cry in auto-tune. You guys better give me my money.
Yeah.
When you do that, cry in auto-tune. Hit. Watch.
That would work.
Watch. Somebody's going to do it. Or T-Pain. Somebody might have did it already.
T-Pain, where you at?
Cry. No, T-Pain's done already.
T-Pain, if you can make a comeback, that would be it.
Cry in auto-tune.
Crying now. Crying, T-Pain. Where my career cried. 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One chorus. Out.
Lit.
Right? That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. That's it.
I'm going to cry in auto-tune.
Well, that's some noises you're making there.
Well, I get to put auto-tune on it.
Yeah, too bad we can't just do that on this when I edit the show.
But I'm telling you.
Auto-tune on that.
You rappers out there, heed my warning. Cry and auto-tune on a trap beat. It's a hit. Hey,
I won't deny it.
But I think it'll be a hit.
I won't deny it. Yeah, you're going
to win. I'm an effing rider. You don't want to mess with me.
So,
shout out to Nito.
All right, Tupac.
Okay, anyway.
Well, this has been like a lessons
weekly
show.
Weekly recap?
I guess so.
Mine's really quick.
All right.
I renewed my man card this weekend by changing my air conditioning unit.
Okay, yes. What kind of air conditioning unit you got?
GE.
Okay.
From Lowe's.
And insulation how? On the bottom or the top? How did you...
We insulated it on all the edges.
Yep.
And we foamed the outside.
Okay.
So there's no seats. We did use the accordion thing.
Okay.
And we reinforced it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it looks pretty good. Had to buy a piece of wood, cut the wood, paint the wood.
Yeah.
So it's all white. Make them all nice, bro.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I did that with the help of the wifey.
There you go.
It was a teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It's funny because as a man, you just want to do it, right? Like, yes.
Right.
But she did really help me with, like, you know, when you're set in something and someone else's, like, this view of it. Well, maybe you should try this.
No, you need it's a two-man
operation. Yeah, no, it is, totally.
And I
did things she told me to do because she's seen from a different angle.
Oh, right.
And it worked. And I was like, hey, it's a wee thing, you know? Of course, I did more of the physical labor.
Yeah.
That's where the man card comes in, and majority of the screwing and cutting and all that stuff. But, like, without her help, it wouldn't have gone as smooth.
Is it a split AC? Is it or
no,
regular?
It's just
one thing?
Okay.
So got it.
Come from the top. Because the old one we had before was this big old unit.
No.
And it made hella noise, and it only blew forward. This one, we got it, so... It's on the top, so it blows.
Okay, it blows up.
So, yeah, because it's in the living room.
Well done.
So.
Perfect timing for that.
That's what I did.
In the summer.
For my recap.
Wow.
And
that's good.
We started basketball up again for the youth.
Productive.
Don't blame the youth. I'm trying to raise non-whiny kids.
Kick the truth to the non-emo youth.
Kick the truth to the non-emo youth.
That's right, man.
It's my job to raise my kids. Hard workers. Complete the tasks.
Yeah.
Have compassion.
No.
Don't be lazy.
There you go.
Communicate.
There you go. That's it.
Right?
Amen. That's all you need.
Be thankful.
That's all you need.
Little you have in life. Not saying that hope is lost for you kids now, but just saying that, you know.
Well, it's on the edge of the cliff, okay? it's ready to jump off. But, okay, so that was it.
That's it.
Wow.
AC man card. Ching-ching.
Okay.
Like they do in King of the Road. Check.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, what are you? What are you?
Good show. Okay, well.
You're a little DJ here and there.
I'm DJing a lot more now. I guess I don't know if I can say that I'm back, maybe. But
what does that mean? You
know? I don't know what that means. But I played at the Club of Honolulu.
Hey!
Friday night, 6 p.m. Yep. Everybody dabbing at the Club of Honolulu. Do everybody
dab anymore? Do kids dab?
I don't think so. They're doing Kiki right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're walking out of their car. And
did you play that?
No. I have yet to play that song anywhere. I'm not playing that anymore. But I was at Honolulu Club, not playing it. And that is like another once a month kind of situation.
Yeah.
You know? Get a piece of meat and then go sit there, you know, listen to
Kiki.
Not Kiki. But that was that. I'm also this Friday, I guess I'll do a cheap plug. I'm at Scratch
Kitchen.
Scratch Kitchen. Shout out to BC Burger, the owner.
Hey.
Who basically he posted on Instagram. This is how I got this. I'll be real. He posted on his Instagram looking for a musician for Friday night hip-hop R&B vibe. Okay. So I'm like, okay. Type of da-da-da-da-da-da. You like DJ or what? Yeah, okay. Okay. What time? 6? Okay, shoot. Okay, shoot. And that was it. So cool. I'll be there this Friday.
Wow.
See what happens over there.
Every Friday?
No, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. I got to talk to him. I'm just going to show up, see what happens.
I still don't know what I ate at that breakfast, but it was really good.
They're good breakfast.
It was some kind of like
this will be for
shrimp
dinner.
Something.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Shrimp and mashed potatoes for breakfast.
I think shrimp, not shrimp and grits, right?
That's it, I think.
Oh.
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a breakfast one, though.
Yeah, they still have some breakfast stuff
gravy.
At night. Yeah, I think you got the shrimp and grits.
That was it.
Yes.
First time. Good stuff.
So shout out to BC Burger there. Also, well, on Saturday, went to one of the places that we go out, you know, wife and I, we go to Piggy and the Lady
at dinner. Piggy Ladies.
Shout out to Kauai's, another Kauai's finest, Matty Kua. He's another guy. They all know each other in Kauai's. Of course, Glamadero also know him. And then after that.
Like, that could be Glamadero's
cousin's
kids, huh?
Kid. Yeah, could be. Yeah. He might have the convertible that Glenn left in Kauai, maybe. And then that's, you know.
I listened to that song a bunch of times after the.
Which one?
Because I never listened to it. I haven't heard it forever.
Oh.
So after Glenn was on, I was listening to our podcast. I was like, I kind of want to hear that song now.
I put it on there.
I know. That's why. And I was like, you know, I kind of want to hear the whole song.
Oh.
And the funny part is, like, I want to sample the beginning.
I think you can.
Right?
Glenn would be fine with it.
Oh, I can get the approval of Glenn.
Yeah. Can.
Anyway.
Well, on my way walking out of there, I happened to see a certain bunch of characters at the place called Smith & Kings.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And I happened to see a bunch of guys by the name of
the artists.
You can say that maybe if this was like 2002, but in 2018, I don't know what you'd call these guys. Maybe non-emos?
Thuggers.
Thuggers. Yeah. Brothers.
Like Thuggers.
Thuggers. The artist to the stars, Spell.
Hey!
He's there at Smith & Kings.
That's rare. He already goes out now.
He doesn't go out. We don't know if he's coming or going.
I don't know if you caught him up there.
He was there along with everyone's favorite. Gangstar Zone, DJ Apocalypse.
Gangstar.
When you think of Gangstar, you think of one guy, DJ Apocalypse. He's got them all, got all the songs, ready to go. So he was there. He
quadruples of question remains.
He got, it's
the
scary.
The white label, the green label, yeah. The Euro label, the release in Japan with the remix.
Imports upon imports. Picture covers galore.
Bottom off, DMFD.
Yep, guaranteed.
Okay, anyway.
He was there.
Yeah.
They were all just conversing, talking any kind. Oh, there was a third guy. Oh. This guy I just met that evening. The man with the beard.
Oh, West Coast Dan.
There you go. Nice gentleman.
Another supporter of Light Sleepers.
Another nice gentleman,
another
yes.
supporter, meaning that he supports physically and financially.
Yep. There you go.
Shout out, Dan.
He's not a hip-hop peeper. So these three gentlemen were there. Of course, we do what the kids call talk story. And they were there talking any kind.
Did kids actually say that?
Probably not. But there, it was good to see, you know, people that... See, this is that goes back to... Damn it. The first segment where we talk about we need to talk to people more. We need to communicate in person more. This is it. These are people that I see all the time on the Instagram.
Yeah, any kind.
And then to get to talk to them in person and talk story. That's what it's all about, people.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, talking to people in person. So that was on Saturday.
That's cool, man.
And then good times with all those guys.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure.
That...
pretty much summed up the highlights of
your cap.
What has happened since Wednesday.
Wow.
I don't know, really.
Pretty mellow.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this Friday I'm at Scratch. That's all I got for you.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I don't know. And then,
Scratch, bro, grind. Food is good.
And then, any topics else that you, what's in the news now? You're something else
well,
in the news?
Well, you know, like, well, the Rockets, they acquired your boy, and I think he's a bust. You see his little comment? So we're on sports now, people. Bouncing out to that real quick. Give so Melo is on Houston, and he laughed about coming off the bench. You've seen that. I'm sure you've seen that.
No, he did that. That see, this is what people, they get twisted. That was a remastered thing of what his press conference was at OKC. He laughed when he was introduced at OKC. If he's going to come off the bench, and he laughed.
Oh, they, so how many Rockets? Someone put the Rockets uniform.
Yes.
On. Wow.
So
Photoshop,
you know
game.
All you guys,
Fleek.
Shut up.
Did the kids say Fleek.
On
you?
Fleek, maybe.
I don't know.
Keeping it 100. That was a made up video. Bleacher Report. You guys can post that on rubbish. That was from last year when he got traded to OKC.
Talking about Fugaga.
He did that OKC. So I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to stick with this. My gut feeling is this is going to work.
If he comes off the bench, yes.
But he's going to probably start, I'm saying. Which I don't know. But it's a low risk. Because look, if it doesn't work out, they only pay like $2
million. Oh, true.
And they're still going to make more moves. They're still going to trade. They still have to trade Ryan Anderson. They're talking, hopefully you can get Kent Bazemore, a wing. He's a younger man's Trevor Ariza. So forget it. Doesn't matter about Trevor Ariza. He shot 40% from three. Kent Bazemore. Bazemoring. That was a dance before. Remember that? It's kind of shiggle.
Forget it already.
Shakes and shimmies.
What year was that the kids were doing?
It was 2069. Oh. So that
fast
could...
forward.
We're fast forwarding.
Hip-hop time machine,
bruh. Brought up Frank. Get it ready. 2069 party. So... Kent Bazemore might be coming for Ryan Anderson. Melo has yet to be signed. Has yet to sign.
Oh.
So this has yet to happen. Therefore, that's why that Bleacher Report thing is rubbish.
Wow, I thought that was real.
That was not. It was not.
Wow, shout out to the guy who altered that.
Yeah, damn fool. See you.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that. That's
step
pretty,
to the role,
that
son.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was okay. So that's, another sports thing.
Yes.
T.O.
Yes.
Refused to go to the Hall of Fame festivities.
Right.
So he did it at his Tennessee Chattanooga school.
At his alma mater.
And he said it's because he didn't like the way the writers go about nominating and electing people that go into the Hall of Fame.
Right. He was offended because he's the second best career touchdown leader.
Yeah.
And it took him 3 times to get in. He should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He should have been. But guess what? You're in, buddy.
Right.
And you know what? You're not the most easiest guy to work with. So... on a real Hall of Fame, right? Fame consists of stats, numbers.
Yes.
And how you are as a person.
You can deny it all you want, but it's true.
It's the fact, right?
You like, can, yeah.
It's the fact, dude. So, like, come on now, T.O.
Look at Pete Rose.
Yeah, I love Pete Rose.
Look at Barry Bonds.
Oh, legends.
But
some of the greatest players ever.
But sketchy stuff goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's going to affect you.
You know they gave Pete Rose a chance?
Yeah.
To fess up.
Yeah.
And they said, do A, B, and C. He's like, nope.
Nope.
I'm like, damn, Pete. Mm-hmm. What are you going to wait till you die to get in?
Yep. It's sad.
He's the most hits, the greatest, bruh. Yep.
It's really sad. And
Charlie Hustle.
You got to look at it. It's not only stats, even though it's only supposed to be about
it.
In the back of their heads is character.
Character.
Personality. Yes.
T.O., he wasn't the easiest to work with. Diva. Yeah. And this just shows and proves why you got in. Third time.
Right.
And to me, I was just laughing like, dude, what a joke, dude. Just be thankful and grateful that you're getting in. You got to play in the NFL.
Right,
got millions of dollars.
Right.
Like, there's certain things you got to overlook.
Right.
Right? Because now, who's going to want to hire his ass?
He should be somebody that should be on somewhere, but he's not going to get hired.
Exactly.
He's going to get blackballed. Yep.
That's why. NFL's going to want to mess with him.
Yeah, NFL's a blackball.
Oh, they're
Look That's why they're going downhill.
Look at Kaepernick.
Look at Kaepernick with Madden.
Yeah.
Now, what in the hell was that? Now, let's go to, first of all, Madden, you knew Kaepernick's name is in the song. Why you put the song on there in the first place just to delete Kaepernick's name out of there?
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's so ridiculous. Like, they're going to do that.
NFL is like Hawaii politics. Old boys.
Yep. Exactly.
And even older.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you know, with the hitting, right?
Yep. They don't know what to do with that.
How do we hit? Like, And I heard that, like, receivers are under the table sliding linebackers and safeties money to say, okay, if you're going to hit me, don't hit my knees.
Right.
Because you know how they can't hit anymore.
Right.
So they got to go low. They got to hit lower. So they're like, oh, to save my career, dude, I'll slip you five racks. Don't hit me. Don't hit me on my knees.
Not surprised.
Right? Because you ruined my career.
Yep.
So now you get all these things are going on and it's all backfiring on the NFL.
It's all convoluted. It's all rubbish.
Just let them play. Yeah. Just get better equipment. Pay the money for the people that have concussions. Better studies. Yes, tackling can improve. But you're ruining the game. The game already.
And less parents are letting their kids play.
Coach wants to play football. Wife, no.
No, right?
That's exactly. He loves basketball.
They're not alone. And less people playing football, less people going to be going to college for football, less people getting drafted for the NFL.
And less money for colleges because football's the number one.
Right. Football's the number one thing.
Even football players are not letting their kids play football.
Yeah. And then what you got?
You got a lot of basketball players.
You got a lot of basketball players. You got a lot of baseball players.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, kids?
And baseball is boring.
But you make the most money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You can say that all you like, man.
Oh, no, I know.
They make the most money.
And you get the best shot of making it to the pros. Because you can be 5'4 and still make it to the pros.
Size, it doesn't matter. All kind of sizes make the Major League Baseball. But make the most money. It's the less of any kind of concussion situation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they even got special helmets on in case they get hit with the pitch.
Oh,
but
rough.
That's the only thing that's going to happen, really. Yeah. Unless you slide into a guy. But why not, kids?
Shout out Shane Victorino.
Yeah. Shout out Benny Agbayani.
Brought up Benny Agbayani.
Kurt Suzuki.
Shout out, brother, Sid Fernandez, brother.
Sid, bro. That's always the one. Yeah. True to our heart.
Kurt Suzuki, bro. He will. I think he might end up with if he doesn't get a title, he might end up the greatest Hawaii player. The bug is still shooting out the yard. He's still hitting.
He's greatest close. Hawaii player.
He's pretty close to the most home runs, most hits.
He needs a couple more years. I still go Sid Fernandez because he won World Series and then he was El Cid. He actually had a nickname.
Yeah.
He had a good strong run.
As much as I love Shane Victorino, flying Hawaiian is like every name that everybody gives.
Right.
Right?
He had a strong run too, though.
He's great.
He's like top two.
He's top two, bro. It's going to be
Fernandez and Victorino back and forth.
Oh, yeah,
unless Suzuki can pick it up.
If he can win one title.
Well, because you know he's known for blowing it in that World Series game.
Yeah.
So Victorino, that's the stigma.
Hit, like, grand slams. And
yeah, Victorino, he won.
He's a clutch.
He won for the Phillies.
So anyway, yeah.
So yeah, local people.
Moving on.
Home sports.
Last sports topic I got.
There we go.
WNBA. Do you know anything about the WNBA?
No, I do not, sir.
Ask me if I know anything about WNBA.
I know you do not know, sir.
No, I do not. All I know is Cheryl Swoops.
Yes, there you go.
Name some up.
I know the Houston Comets won back-to-back titles, bro. Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Thompson. Tina Thompson. Cynthia Cooper, bro. Houston Comets.
Who else is that one?
They have the banner in the Toyota Center still.
Okay.
That's all I know. Lisa Leslie.
Taurasi.
Diana Taurasi. Sue Bird.
Yeah.
The Holly.
Okay.
Well, right. I mean, quite frankly, negative 69 people are watching the WNBA.
Okay?
There's negative 69 million watching. They only make like about 20-30 grand a season, too.
Oh, what? That's it.
They're not making a lot. They make six figures.
Oh, so then they go overseas and make the money.
That's where they go make the money. Yeah. So I don't know who
watching
this.
What do you think it would take for WNBA to? See, telling me there's more people at a big three than a WNBA already? Cause that's about the big three. Even though they split the thing in half, dude, it's packed.
Yeah, who would make more money, big three or WNBA? I gotta go big three.
What do you think would take the WNBA to level up?
Okay, honestly,
a girl that can dunk.
They gotta wear bikinis. Sex sells,
dude.
Man.
That is, dude.
Lingerie football league. People, guys, watch that. All the pervs watch that. The lingerie football league is still going strong, and you get people in that crowd, bro.
All the women, people, Liv is coming for us now.
Step to the row, all you guys. You guys, are you women watching WNBA? I'm looking at all you guys right now. You guys watching? No, hell to the no.
I gotta admit, the women don't even support the women.
There's no women supporting WNBA. Come on.
I gotta just keep it real with that one.
All you girls play high school basketball back in the day? Oh yeah, we gonna support this guy? No, you're not. You guys watching the Hallmark Channel? You guys watching Lifetime? And you guys enjoying all that? Looking about
Lifetime,
girls breaking up with guys and marriage?
I hooked up with my postman.
Exactly. You guys watching Teen Moms on MTV? Teen Moms 2 getting better ratings than this WNBA. No one's watching it. Forget it. So what's your topic on the WNBA?
Okay. So I guess I can't even speak.
Where is it?
Aces.
Yes. What city are they from?
They are the
Las Vegas Aces.
Aces.
Makes sense.
Against the Mystics.
Okay.
They're flying in, I think, from D.C.
Okay.
weather, whatever, delayed.
Okay.
So they were in limbo for like 10 hours or 19 hours. They get to Vegas to play the game 3 hours before. They said, nope, we're not playing. Forfeit, we tired. We tired.
Tired already.
Tired already.
Wow.
Okay? So, and the ESPN guys, respect, man. They were dancing around it. Because it's a hard topic to approach. Okay?
What did they say to dance around it, though?
They just compared, like, you know, NBA and other sports.
Oh, other guys that played through
it. No matter what happened.
Got it.
And they could have played the game the next day and make it up, but didn't happen. Right? So, we want equality. Right?
Yep.
So, they created a WNBA.
Correct.
For women.
Correct.
Dude, it's dope. Like, they actually watch when I can, and it's on, I'll watch it. Dude, they ball. They can ball.
What's more fundamental, basketball, right?
Oh, yeah, way fundamental. But they got handles, dude. Dribbling handles, shooting. You know, the post game's kind of weak, of course, obviously. Right? We're all made differently.
Right. Can't dunk.
The dunk, yeah, very...
Very rare.
Once dunk, maybe.
Right.
But, But yeah, so
okay,
in any other league, they play the game.
No one forfeits games unless it's something
weather,
like
weather.
Well, games have been forfeited because of like gambling issues,
because
of like something drug related issues.
And then they also have a clause called a God something disaster or something.
Oh, of course.
Whatever, I forget what it's called.
Right.
So like weather,
9/11,
9/11,
something of that nature. Yes, totally understand.
Like that. But look, baseball, they reschedule, play them.
Right. They play doubleheader.
They play doubleheader.
Even worse. Two games in a day.
Yeah.
Not these guys.
No, they forfeited.
Yep.
So
because they tie it.
They tie. So I mean,
no.
This is, I mean, the WNBA has been around for 10 years, I think it was roughly. And you said they get paid anywhere from 20 to 30 grand.
It's less than six figures.
So, we gotta work here, people, right? Like, if you want equality,
yeah,
we have to work for equality, right? If Hawaiians want sovereignty. I'm a parallel with that. We have to work for unity before we can even have sovereignty, right?
Correct.
So WNBA...
Work ethic.
You guys should have played the game.
Correct.
You want to be treated fair. You want women to play in the NBA. You want things to be across the board.
Yeah.
Well, prove it.
Think of the story if it was reverse. We hear the story of this team coming in 3 hours before the game. They had no sleep. And they still play the game. You know what we would do? We would gain points to you. We would join your side. We'd be like, wow, enough respect to you guys for doing this because you guys are probably all jet lagged like hell. And we would give you bonus points for this.
You are a professional athlete.
Exactly.
You're paid to play a sport.
You would get hundreds of respect for you.
Right.
But now you just seem like a bunch of whiny people that are just tired.
Right.
It's like we go to our job. We have a 9 to 5 and we don't wake up. I only slept for 3 hours. I'm not going to go.
I only slept for 3 hours last night, actually.
And there you go. And just look at what you're here. Right?
Right.
If you told your boss, I'm not going to come because I only slept for 3 hours.
Tell my wife. I can stay in. I'm going to sleep all day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shut up. Get into the shop. Make money.
Correct. If I told my clients, I only slept for 3 hours. You know, I cannot meet you. That's my fault. I still show up.
Male or female. I'm just using this example because it's female. Right?
Right. So we have to PC this because it's female. This is work ethic issue.
This is work ethic issue, right?
Yes. This is not male or female.
And women have fought for equal rights,
right.
Pay across the board.
Correct.
Okay? So we know for a fact, dude, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, they're sexist. They don't want women in front office. Yeah. They'll leak it in.
Yeah.
Like, what's her name is the only one in the NBA right now that played for the Spurs, assistant coach.
Oh, the coach, yeah.
Because Pop is that dude.
Correct.
He's down, you know?
Right.
I'm going to get you in there, girl. Right. Right? He's fighting for it, right?
And she's doing a great job. Great. And she'll probably become a head coach.
She might become the first woman head coach.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So she's doing it right.
Right. She probably works her ass more harder than all the coaches, right? Yeah. But that's just understanding. It's like when we were coming up in hip hop in Hawaii, I understood I needed to work harder than anybody in California.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
I need to push harder.
Yes.
Do more things. Yes. I need to spend $600 plane ticket, not knowing where I'm going to sleep, to get to LA to perform at a show that I might be the first guy performing at 8:30. Where 10 people might show up.
Yeah, just pay your dues.
Pay my dues, right? It doesn't come to what race, color, creed, orientation I am. But for this specific reason, WNBA, the women's first professional basketball for America, right? America.
Yeah.
they should have played that game.
And their only excuse was saying that they're tired. You got 12 girls on this roster. All 12 of them said, forget it.
The coach should have said, who wants to play this freaking game?
Yeah.
Stand up right now. You five, let's go.
Let's do it.
You guys, I don't know. Figure it out. But no, they came to agreement. It could have been like the greatest story ever.
Yep, exactly.
And then if they won, it would have been huge.
Exactly.
And you would have chalked one up. You would have had more people watching the rest of the season, right?
Exactly. The credibility would rise.
All these different things happen. Now we're talking about like work ethic. Now we're talking about like you want to be treated equal. Well, here's your time to shine.
This is the time to shine, yes.
Like, use it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the time where you could have shown women are equal.
Yep.
Women can kick ass.
Yep.
There was no natural disaster. Nobody died. There was no 9/11. There was nothing wrong. You're tired. But you're a professional athlete.
If you guys would have just manned up, sorry for the pun, and showed up for this game, do you imagine the magnitude of that? Where all women just be like so, the fan base would triple.
Then they win, if they win.
Oh my God, forget it. That would be incredible.
Then it'd be like, boom, another one.
That'd be incredible.
And I guarantee your next game, home game, your attendance will double.
Yep. That could be the story of the year, possibly.
We want to see the girls that, like, you know, right?
Right.
People need reasons to spend money. They need reasons. Yes. They need inspirational stories.
Especially for WNBA.
Right.
Because they can be winning and still not winning.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
Yeah. There's a lot of good...
This is another factor for this.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular sports team. So if you do this, that'll be their gimmick. Dude, they ride that
WNBA
all the way.
WNBA should have pushed for this. Then they should have gotten all the media outlets and be like, literally make it a story. We only had 3 hours for the team, but they played anyway.
Yeah.
You know, where's your sports writers? Get them in here. Let them cover.
Tell the
story.
Colin
Howard.
Yeah.
Let them know they only had 3 hours. Even exaggerate it. 2.5. Say 2 hours. Who cares? But make it a story. Use this publicity as a moment to catapult. Like women's soccer, right?
Right.
Women's soccer. Right. Bro, better than men's.
Yeah.
And it's been better than men's.
Yeah.
But it took that 1 year, right?
Correct.
For them to kick ass.
Correct.
Now women's soccer is like it.
Yeah.
That's the number one women's sport I can think of.
Yeah.
Right?
Easily.
You think of any women's sport in America? Women's soccer.
Yeah.
Every girl wants to be women's soccer.
Correct.
Right? Every guy wants to watch. I want to watch women's soccer.
Oh, they're more attractive.
Of course.
Sorry. But this did not happen.
Yeah.
So back to the drawing board, everyone.
Oh, well. WNBA, okay.
That's it. It's fantastic.
Somebody needs to get fired.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Okay, well.
I love you, ladies. LLK.
Ladies love.
KTC.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know.
LLKTC. Oh, that's like a weird acronym.
You love me?
Something's like a Korean market, like in a box. Like, you don't know what it is. It's like LLKTC. What is in there, bruh? Korean market.
Tegu.
So, on that note.
Wow.
This concludes.
This is the most kapakai any kind. But we're basically touching on.
This is a life lesson show.
What's wrong with the people today?
That's exactly. That's the thing.
That was a great example. What's wrong with the people of that team?
The theme is people.
The management of that team.
Yeah. Same thing.
The owners.
It's all relative. It's all
maybe
relative.
Maybe because they're in Vegas. Oh, yeah. Maybe you don't need. Oh, see, that makes it even worse.
That
if
makes
think
it
about
even
it.
Worse. They partying.
The city that don't sleep.
They partying. Yep. The city that don't sleep. Come on.
I just made me feel like even more mad.
Yeah, Vegas people sleeping. That should not be happening.
Like Vegas, yeah.
You should not be happening. You got clubbers right now out all night long. They could probably still play the game.
Oh, guarantee.
The clubbers bring the clubbing girls in.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Bring all the bottle service girls.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Bring them all. Get the sparklers.
Change
come in.
The name. Las Vegas bottle service.
Right, and they in bikinis already, so you
Las
can bring
Vegas
them out.
Las Vegas dancers.
Right.
That's so sexist.
Just put them in. Well, it is what it is. Guys, get out of here before we get
sleep time shot. Over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, season 8, episode 11.
What's wrong with people? We won't ever find out. We'll never know. Exactly.
Don't sleep. It's over.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.